kind of giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation, a program dedicated to those who like to make money and give back. The traits of a true capitalist, making money and giving back. Today we talk with Rodney Backman with the Badlands Advisory Group. Jim Sabby, auctioneer and real estate agent with Pfeiffer Auction and Realty, gives an update at some farmland prices and discusses online auction. Big attendance numbers now. William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery, explains the balance between the present and future business when you're securing crude contracts during the permitting and pre-construction phase. Plus, Dwayne Sand explains the water business. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Up next, we talk with Rodney Backman with the Badlands Advisory Group.
The reason we're talking today is that it looks like there's going to be some sort of effort, organization, collaboration put together to preserve some of the more scenic places. Am I reading that right? Am I on the right page here?
Well, that might be what some of the headlines were and some of the media coverage, but I don't know if preserve is the right word. I guess, you know, that could be an outcome, but I think mainly what happened is this group is looking at how you could do oil development in some of the rougher badlands that are scenic with less infrastructure than maybe was used in the hot spot of the Bakken in the past, and see what kind of production could be done and maybe not have as much impact to both ranching and wildlife.
Is this something that was brought on by the state, brought on by industry, brought on by landowners? I guess, talk a little bit about how this came about.
Okay, well, I think it certainly fits in with some of the landowner groups in terms of some of the concerns they have, but the reality of where this started was the World Wildlife Fund out of Bozeman, Montana, who that regional office deals with the Northern Great Plains, are very focused on grasslands and keeping ranchers and cows on the land, and that's their main focus. But their board visited the Badlands and the Bakken in late 2014, and they toured the northern Badlands where a lot of Bakken development had happened, and then they toured the southern Badlands where there wasn't much oil development, or the development that was there was from back in the 80s and the more conventional drilling. And they were like, whoa, this is a lot different from what's going on up in the Bakken. And they just asked the question, is there some way, if development comes to the southern Badlands, some methods that could be used to produce the oil with a less dramatic impact to the surface. So that's kind of how it gets started. They put out a request for proposal for companies to bid on doing an assessment to see what North Dakotans and the people living in the Badlands thought about that or what ideas they had. And I and my company bid on that project and ended up doing the assessment, which was done in August of 16. And then out of that assessment, based on what these North Dakotans said, one of the things we recommended was to put together a small group of people who had lived the Bakken experience, who were practical, common sense people from their areas that were well respected as reasonable people. And from that, we put together this small group to work on this. And what they were really tasked with was look at the assessment and the issues that came out of that and pick the ones that are achievable, practical, common sense ideas that could be saleable to both the industry and to policymakers. That was their overriding goal. And the purpose of the original assessment was to how to do oil development in the Badlands and at the same time be good stewards of the surface.
So how do go ahead.
That's what brought the group together.
So the next question is, how do you go about doing that? Do you, I mean, is it something that you work with industry and the state and land? I guess what type of bridge and what type of communication source are you going to be, and how are you going to collect the opinions and information?
Well, the opinion of the assessment, that was all done, like I say, that was completed back in August of 16. And then from that came this small group to come up with which issues to tackle and ideas on how to deal with them. And so now it kind of depends on which topic you pick. For example, one of the things the group thought that the state needed was a long-term strategic plan for development of oil. And part of the reason is that in the original assessment, a lot of people said, if we really have another 30, or some people are estimating up to 40,000 additional wells, shouldn't there be a well-thought-out, long-term written plan?
To listen to the full-length interview with Rodney Backman with the Badlands Advisory Group, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Speeson. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
It's just a shame that things don't work out the way I wish they would.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
It's just a shame that things don't work out the way I wish they would.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.